Revised Thought Verses. Appendix 1. The Mulford-Inspired Meditation. An Introduction. To augment, to better understand, and to better apply the principles given in the Mulford lessons, the following simple meditation program can be used. The program will help you to become self-aware in the timeless moment and to be wholly focused upon experiencing and responding to all that is happening in the now. And all this will be without judgment or preconceived conceptions from the past, the present, or from the future. Thus, it is only in the now that the three-dimensional physical realm connects and interfaces with the fourth-dimensional spirit realm. And it is only in the now that an individual's consciousness can span both the physical and the spirit realms, and access and use the associated potentials and realities therein. Consequently, the Mulford-inspired meditation program is designed to enable an individual to escape the confining and eternally rushing forward space-time continuum flow. And this is achieved by creating a stable portal in the now, which is free of past, present, and future constraints, and which links the physical and spirit realms in a timeless experiential construct. And then, the individual's fourth-dimensional self can operate freely and proactively in both the realms of spirit and physical reality. And thus it is that within the fourth-dimensional awareness, everything exists in the infinite now. And the past, the present, and the future is but one unified and accessible experiential now. Therefore, with regard to ourselves and the imprinting of our thought forces upon a formless substance to effect a cause and consequence reaction, such imprinting must be done in the timeless now. Because if thought force imprintation is attempted while the individual is being carried forward in an eternal flowing continuum from now to now to now, that thought force imprintation will simply deflect or ricochet off the formless substance, and no significant cause and consequence reaction will be initiated or realized. Thus, the individual must gather and focus their thought force energy through self-awareness into the point of the now where time ceases to exist. And only thereby can an effective imprintation be made upon the formless substance. And in consequence of that imprintation, a universal cause and consequence reaction will be initiated, and the imprinted thought force will then be manifested in physical reality through the flow of space and time and through the universal spirit law of convergence. Accordingly, it takes only one fourth-dimensional thought correctly imprinted in this way through the timeless point of the now upon the formless substance to transform that thought force into a manifested reality in the physical realm. In other words, we must stop or dramatically slow down the passing of time to effectively trigger a cause and consequence reaction that will be carried by the formless substance through the space-time continuum flow, and will then be manifested as a physical reality in the physical plane. And that is the mandate, the design, the approach, and the purpose of the Mulford-inspired meditation program, which is based upon Mulford's esoteric teachings and his personal experiences. Additionally, the program employs an inaudible subliminal voice under the ambience and audible voice tracks, which dramatically increases the program's effectiveness. This unique subliminal approach creates a direct and powerful communion with the subconscious mind, the fourth dimensional self. And this, in turn, develops an understanding and an ability to clearly mentalize and then to effectively imprint upon the formless substance all that the individual desires and all that they want to be. And thereby, all that which is mentalized will be fully realized in your life. The meditation program is divided into 7 consecutive parts, which are namely 1. Getting comfortable. 2. Being calm and relaxed. 3. visually centering your thought force. 4. Further centering your thought force through sensation. 5. Further centering your thought force through sound. 6. Mentalizing your desired results. And 7. Fourth dimensional focus and theme words. Now, let's consider each step in turn. 1. Getting comfortable. It is important that you are comfortable, so either sit in a comfy chair or lie down on a suitable bed or recliner. If you are sitting, position yourself with your spine straight, feet flat on the floor, and your palms facing up on your lap. If you are laying down, lie flat on your back with your arms and legs uncrossed. By positioning yourself in an open body position with your spine straight, you allow your natural channels of energy to open and to flow freely. And in this position, you will be able to gather and concentrate your thought forces and create all the health, the wealth, the success, the longevity, and the transformation that you desire. And all this will be accomplished through the power of your higher self, your fourth dimensional self, and the formless substance. 2. Being calm and relaxed. It is important that you are calm and relaxed. Thus, to gently calm and relax you will take 4 long, slow, deep breaths. On inhalation, you will let thoughts drift away. And on exhalation, you will repeat the word relax in your mind. If you should feel that you need extra breaths to calm you, then you can take as many as you need. 3. Visually centering your thought force. You will now visually center your thought force and become one with the moment by intently looking at a pre-chosen object, symbol, picture, or even a spot on the wall. You will visually absorb everything about it, everything you see. However, you will make no value judgments whatever. You will not consider utility or attractiveness or value, and you will just keep looking and flowing with the seeing. And in this way, you will become one with the now, and time will slow. 4. Further centering your thought force through sensation. Next, you will close your eyes and will further focus your thought force through your physical sensations. You will be specifically aware of where your clothes touch your body and of the pressure areas where you are sitting or lying. You will also be aware of your breathing and pulse beat, etc. Again, you will make no value judgments and will just flow with your sensations. And in this way, you will further increase your becoming one with the now. 5. Further centering your thought force through sound. You will now further gather and center your thought force through what you hear. You will keep your eyes closed and just focus upon the different sounds around you, their rhythms, and their textures. Again, you will make no value judgments and will just drift in the sounds and their currents. And in this way, you will increasingly become one with the now. 6. Mentalizing your desired results. At this point, you will use your now gathered and your now centered thought force to imprint that which you most want upon a formless substance. You will keep your eyes closed, and in your mind's eye, you will visualize that which you most want. And you will see it in a state of perfect completion. You will not be concerned about the steps that you think will be needed to get there. Your fourth dimensional self works in fourth dimensional ways and will deliver all that you desire. But it will be in a manner that your conscious mind is not likely to understand. Thus, you will simply visualize yourself in a state of perfect health, happiness, abundance, and well-being. And you will just revel in your visualized realities. And, as it is mentalized above, so shall it be manifested below. 7. Fourth dimensional focus and theme words. During this, the final stage, you will now reduce that which you previously visualized into no more than 2 or 3 specific keywords. For example, perfect health, rich and independent, new business opportunity, new venture success, etc. These words are your fourth dimensional focus and theme words, and they will be used by your fourth dimensional self to realize all that which you most desire. You will repeat these words over and over as you go to sleep, and your fourth dimensional self will do the rest. This meditation program is also available as a complete audio guided session. Now, you can go forth and adapt and apply this program to suit your own specific needs and desires. The Walking Adaptation. A good adaptation of this program is the walking meditation. In this adaptation, you go for a walk and simply look and sense and hear and exist in the now. Again, you would make no value judgments and you would keep your mind clear. If thoughts do intrude unbidden, simply acknowledge them and let them drift out. If you need to refocus, just concentrate on your walking. See, sense, and hear everything around you. Feel and hear your footsteps and just exist in the now. Again, you can adapt the program in any way that you like. End of Appendix 1. The Mulford-inspired meditation, an introduction.